All aboard for Dometic. From first-time campers to hardcore outdoor adventurers and everything in between, no matter your experience level, Dometic.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's time for All Aboard for Dometic. Everything you need for adventures, big and small. We catch up with a Real Adventures semi-regular. We've had a bit of trouble, obviously, with spending a fair bit of time in Queensland last year, Redmond. But Jim Credlin from JC's Bait and Tackle joins us this morning. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Jim.
Good morning, fellas. It's been a while.
It has been a while. And I'm sure there was a lot of people fishing everywhere along that Murray, including Swan Hill there. Take us through a little report for us.
Yeah, look, mate, we've had an actual bumper start to the cod season. I haven't seen it this good. I said last year and the year before was one of the best, but so far this season has just been absolute, in all the rivers, but especially the Murray here at Swan Hill. Everything from cod 6 inches as long to the biggest I've got a photo of is a 122 centimetre. That was caught off the top on a surface lure.
That's a big fish.
They have been catching bucket loads of cod in the 90s, between 96s, 98s.
Is there a time of the day to really target them, Jimmy? Looking early in the mornings, late afternoons, trying to avoid, obviously, the really solid heat that you get?
Yeah, not really. I mean, the only thing that the last few days when we've had it around the 40-odd plus degrees, people have got to, they try and keep out of the sun. But they seem to be biting at any time of the day and on any bait. I'm talking normal baits, supermarket baits, your chicken and your cheeses. I'm going through heaps of Barty socks when they put the chicken and cheese in that. So, but this, once again, too, when you get using chicken and cheese, that's when you get balls of shrimp hanging off them. And the fish say, well, gee, that looks all right. And bang, and they snabble it. But the river is a lot of these fish have been caught on a falling river.
Yep.
It's been dropping here for probably until this week it started to settle down. But it's been dropping about the last 5 or 6 weeks. So it hasn't interfered with the fish biting at all. Like, I've got guys going out after work. They're picking up anywhere between 6 to 12 cod in a couple of hours.
Mm. So what about regionally, Jim? Obviously, it's fishing really good locally. What about regionally around the state? What are you hearing around the local sort of rivers, dams, from an inland perspective?
Yeah, look, I don't hear a lot from those areas. It's mainly on my Facebook page. It's mainly the people that they send in photos of along the Murray or at Barranald on the Murrumbidgee. What we'll end on the Edwards. So I don't hear a lot from the other areas unless they travel out of this, out of our area. But there's really no need for them to do that.
Yep.
Like on the Edwards at Willamine, one camp got 300 cod in a week, and there was only a dozen keepers, so that was only a dozen over 55 centimetres.
Jim, how have the orgies been in the lake? In the Murray.
They've been going well, mate. They're ideally suited for a low river here at the moment. The 4.5 divers are just ideally. And colour ranges with the clear water, seeing a lot of lures hanging out of fish's mouth, yellows with black stripes and pinks with black stripes, or the brighter colours. Starting to hear a lot of... Sorry, go on.
Given how well the region's fishing, if for those that haven't really been into lure fishing and using spinner baits, but have always wanted to get into it, it's probably a really good time to get into it, given just how well the area is fishing.
Exactly. It's just a matter of coming in. I explained to people who haven't used spinner baits, what to do with them, how to retrieve them, or just on a real slow retrieve, not a fast retrieve. And the biggest thing that you've got to think of, you're aiming at snags in the river, so would it be a little stick sticking out? You might have a big tree hanging under the water. 90% of the time, there's a fish sitting around a snag. You just got to get him aggravated. So a lot of guys just get a spinnerbait and they might throw it once or twice at the snag and nothing happens. But the guys that are really into it, they'll throw it 30, 40, 50 times.
Jim, are we seeing a lot of trout cod being caught this year as well amongst the Murray cod?
Actually, Blake sent me a photo in last week of a little trout cod. Probably would have been 12 inches long.
Yep.
Starting to hear of a few. The last couple of seasons we've heard the odd one, but now we're sort of starting to hear them. So they're obviously coming through the from the Murrumbidgee into the Murray system. But the brim are getting to be a bit of a real pain. They're getting to be like the carp.
Yep.
And they're big. You know, they're around 40 to 50 centimetres.
Jeez, that's
so obviously with the brim, yeah. you can't take them out of the rivers, but you can take them out of the local lakes here.
Yep.
And they're ferocious at taking your bait. So a lot of people are using these barty socks, and then it just stops a little brim sucking your bait off. So
we're going to have to leave you there, Jim Credlin from JC's Bait and Tackle. Thanks for joining us this morning, Jim.
No worries, fellas. Had to talk soon.